AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
See how I come from the school of Tupac. I'm a rider. You don't want to what?
Mess with me.
Hell, I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep a real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us. Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
All right, everybody. Hello. This is Tesla Figaro, the host of Straight Shot, No Chaser, on the Black Effect Podcast Network on iHeartRadio. I decided to go ahead and make this an episode. A lot of folks missed the live that I did on yesterday. We had a good amount, I think up to 500 people tapped in, and a lot of people did not hear what I said yesterday. And so I said, let me just make this an episode so that you can go back and tap in if you missed any of it or share it with a friend. For those of you that do not know, I am Tesla Figaro. I host, again, Straight Shot, No Chaser on the Black Effect Podcast Network. I drop content every Thursday, so certainly subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, or you can subscribe on the iHeartRadio app. Also, when I do my episode, I love using the Instagram family as my live audience. So shout out to the Instagram family. I also have folks on Twitter listening and my YouTube page. If you want to subscribe to my YouTube page, it is up in my bio. I use Instagram Live a lot because I love the interaction, and we have just gotten very familiar with each other. But still subscribe to the YouTube page, because if I am put in IG jail, which I am from time to time, I can still reach you on my YouTube. I want to deal with the issue of the NAACP. The Lee County NAACP telling Black people to not come to Florida. Some people took that as not come to Florida from a travel standpoint, or some people looked at it as saying move out of Florida or do not move to Florida. I'm going to deal with both. I've been looking at the comments. I think it's hundreds of comments under my Instagram page when I posted the video, and I've been looking at people's various responses, and I haven't responded to anybody because sometimes everything is not, a quick comment, or, you know, me trying to write a thesis, or everything is not, some people said, are you going to address it on the Breakfast Club? Yes, I am. But in case you haven't noticed, you only get 2 to 3 minutes to discuss a topic. So some topics require a lot of nuance to it. And I want to discuss this on the Breakfast Club. Don't know if I will. And the reason why is because, again, I may do a plug for it to say, listen to the episode that I did, is because what I am learning, or what I know, period. But particularly with the Breakfast Club audience, is if I don't include it all in the 2 minutes, people feel as if I left out information. They feel that I might be pushing a certain agenda. They may not take the time to go listen to my full commentary. And I say that because what the Breakfast Club is doing now with, you know, including, they've always done front page news, but now, you know, they've done it with Angela Ryan, myself, and having commentators do it. It is a different vibe. And I can't speak for Angela, but for at least for myself, because of what I do and the brand of what I do, it's important, you know, and I'm sure she feels the same, but I just don't want to, you know, put words in people's mouth. My brand is built on giving people facts. And when I don't have full time to flush it out, and people just take it and run with it, and, you know, because again, that show is not really, you know, it's not CNN, it's not MSNBC, it's not set up, you know, it's not Black News Channel, it's not set up for people to, you know, We're trying to get them, I'm trying to be careful with my words. I'm trying to get them to get the audience to tap in with me past the 2 minutes, past the 5 minutes, do the homework, do the independent research. And it's going to take some time because, again, that's not what people are accustomed to listening to during that time for that segment. And so I'm being very mindful of the things that I say that maybe taken out of context or may not understand. For example, and just stay with me here, guys, as I build. For example, when we were talking about the Morant story about the Powerade and, you know, him being caught losing the Powerade ad and being caught in the strip club with a gun. And I was very clear about, you know, him accepting accountability for what he did, and very clear about, you know, he has been punished, if you will, by being removed, you know, from games. And, you know, he will certainly learn his lesson. Even though I said all of that, I still said that people should be aware that Black men are punished more harshly. That's just a fact. Black people in general. Me saying that is not saying he shouldn't take accountability. It's not saying that there should not be punishment. It's not saying that, oh, he should get away with something. But as somebody in the social justice space, I have to be responsible enough to say, hey, keep in mind, we are punished more severely. That is a fact. It doesn't mean you shouldn't get punished for the things that you do. But I said that, and you can look at that a number of ways. Like, don't get in trouble, because if you do, we'll be punished more harshly. Don't do stupid things. I tell my daughter that. I was talking to her, and she was talking about discrimination, you know, that she sees teachers treat one different than the other. And I have to have conversations about, it's not fair, but that is how this country is set up. So we have to move differently. That went over a lot of people's head, and they thought I was saying he should get away with it. Because when you're having a conversation with four people and it's like, oh, no. Well, he did this before. So that wasn't what I was saying. So I know when I make that type of statement, I have to do that with people that listen to my podcast, or get people to listen to my podcast, so you can hear the whole, you know, my entire position. And then after you hear my position, then go assess and make a decision. And sometimes that's very hard to do when a topic has so many nuances in it. And you cannot do it in 2 minutes. You just can't. So I wanted to put this on air, record this NAACP telling Black people to leave Florida, so that on Monday, when we go back in and I talk about it, I'm going to direct people to this podcast if they truly want to know my position. So that's how we're going to do that. Now let's get to it. The NAACP, and I'm saying this, a lot of folks on Twitter follow that are on Twitter, you know, are heavy in the reparation space. And so you'll see them say, is this the same NAACP that's against cash payments for reparations? And I just want to clarify something. And this is not me. This is just a fact. I'm not making an excuse for the NAACP and the position that the San Francisco NAACP took. But I do want to clarify something so that you at least have the facts. And you're absolutely welcome to continue to chastise the NAACP. I have myself. I have a friend that is a president of the Oklahoma City NAACP, and I have had him on my show multiple times challenging the NAACP. You can go back and listen to it. In fact, Dr. Umar and I tag teamed my friend, Mr. Pruitt, in the NAACP. So I have gone on record with my position with the NAACP. So let's get that straight. But I also want you to have facts, because it's important. Because if you're, you know, just kind of taking the provocative position without the facts, then, you know, it can be somewhat misleading. So each NAACP branch operates on their own. Each one operates on their own. So although there is a national NAACP, each branch operates on their own. Now, that doesn't mean that the national NAACP can't tell them or suggest for them to do something. It doesn't mean that the national NAACP can't stop them from doing something, because they can. They do have bylaws. But I do want you to know that each branch decides, you know, what their programs will be for that year, how they'll move, what positions they'll take. Like, for example, this Florida NAACP, Lee County NAACP, they will be taking their position on Black people not coming to Florida to the national to hopefully get it endorsed. So I want to give you those facts. In regards to the San Francisco NAACP, I have the clip on my page. The man is saying very clearly, and then the first time he said that he was against cash payments, then came out and said against $5 million, but in support of cash payments, but definitely in support, but said that the way that the $5 million was thrown out there was from a board member or somebody on that task force that did not have, and I'm paraphrasing, but did not have good intentions with actually moving forward with a real plan, did not get that information from any data, but just threw the number out there, and it created a chaos, if you will, without the facts. Now, again, you can certainly say, hey, he shouldn't have said anything at all. He should shut up. You're totally fine with saying that. But I did want to clarify that Just so that we're clear. I see we have attorney Griggs in the building on my Instagram, who is you are the president of the NAACP. Is that correct, Attorney Griggs? I know he just said the Florida State Conference in partnership with the national NAACP issued a travel advisory. OK, so they did issue. I saw the article that said they were going to ask the national to support the travel advisory. So are you saying, just so we're clear, we're getting this in real time, guys, are you saying, Attorney Griggs, that the national NAACP is in partnership? They have agreed with this travel advisory? And I'll wait on your response. And if you want to come up, if you have a moment, you know, to come up, you're certainly welcome to do so. You can turn your camera off if you want to speak on this. And I will give my position on this entire thing. So let me first wait on Attorney Griggs to tell me if that is what you're saying. I'll keep looking in the comments because I want to know if the national has supported that as well. The reason why I really wanted to tackle this Florida thing is because, and Attorney Griggs, just for clarity, is in Georgia. The reason why I wanted to tackle this NAACP conversation is because Florida, well, I tackle a lot of conversations, but in particularly, Florida is very important to me. I lived in Florida for several years. I still have my 407 area code. I still connect with people in Florida. I hate that I had to move because of how much, you know, the need for Black leadership and Black support and so much that is needed in Florida. And I had to relocate because at the time I had a staffing contract with Spirion, who's the third largest staffing firm in the world. And we lost the contract with the Amway Center because of healthcare reform. And so I had to relocate and, you know, start my business all over. And so I've always stayed connected to Florida because of my love for Florida. Before I get into this topic, I just want to run a couple of receipts by you. And it is not in any way to pat myself on the back or, you know, big up myself. But it is really important, guys, when people are making just random comments, you know, on the internet and, well, I think they ought to do that and I think they ought to do this. And that's OK. You know, it's frustrating for people like myself, because we try to give, you know, facts and information and all of that. And we live in the social media space as well. We can't afford to not be on social media, but you are competing with folks that say, hey, that's just my opinion. And you're in an opinion, a barbershop talk space. And people are coming up with great ideas and, oh, it should be this and should be that. But then when you ask, well, where are you getting that from? Where is that data from? Have you done any work in that area? How do you know? Or are you just talking about what you think would work? There's a big difference from talking about what you think would work or what you know or what sounds good versus what you've actually had an opportunity to experience or talk to other people who have experienced something. And then another thing that happens on social media or just people in general, you look at it from your lens. And your lens is only, you're only going to see so far. For example, when people say, I don't know no Black people to say X, Y, Z. Well, that's because you're only talking about the people you know. I need you to be aware that there are Black people everywhere and you don't know them. I'm very much against absolutes. Charlamagne and I go back and forth all the time on absolutes. I hate absolutes. Everybody says this. Everybody does that. Nobody this, always this. It is always more than one thing can be true at the same time. And it is never, and I'm using the word never, the absolute word never, it is never a never. The moment you use an absolute with me, your argument fails. It falls. because there's not an absolute. And also, if you are living in one part of town, let's say in Miami, and it's heavily populated with Black people, and you say, well, no, it's like this in Florida, you have to look at the entire state of Florida. And it's not just looking at it from just your, I work with people in Florida, but actually being involved in the political landscape so that you can have a better grasp of what's going on. I'm laying out this foundation now because somebody's going to come in the comments and say, oh, no, it ain't like that for me here in XYZ. And they're going to say it, and they probably didn't hear what I said. And even if they did hear it, they're going to say it anyway, because in social media, people just love to be right. And that's fine. But I'm going to give you some facts on where I'm getting my position from. And my position is not right or wrong. I'm just giving you my position. In the state of Florida, I owned a staffing firm called the Allied Group. I had 300 employees. It was not a nonprofit. It was a for-profit. It was at the Amway Center, which is in the middle of the city in Orlando, the home of the Dallas Mavericks, the Orlando Magic. I won Orlando Business Journal twice, Women Who Mean Business in 2012 and 40 Under 40. So I've done business in Orlando, Florida. I also was on the Metro Plan Advisory Board Citizens Review Panel in Orlando, Florida. That the Metro Plan is in charge of the transportation for all of Central Florida, which is a very powerful board when you think about who's in charge of the bus transportation. Everything from bicycles to bus to high-speed rail. That was an issue we were dealing with at that time. Very powerful. The Metro Plan Board has every sitting commissioner on that board for Central Florida. And I was on the Citizens Review Panel. And the Citizens Review Panel is where we took public comment, where a lot of you guys are doing public comment on reparations. We listened to public comment, and then we would vote on things, and we would submit recommendations to the board. That's why when I'm telling you guys about how that public comment really works, I'm saying that because I've been a part of those types of task force or committees. And I know that no matter what, I don't want to say no matter because that's an absolute, but 9 times out of 10, the commissioners who are already on the board have already made their mind up. You still need to go make the public comment, but you need to be well aware that that is a study. It's a study. And I know many of you say we don't need a study, but the Reparations Task Force is a study. It is literally a study. And if you Google it and look it up and say, what is the California Reparations Task Force? It literally has it in the definition. It's a study. I know many of you have issues with H.R. 40 for various reasons, not just because it's a study, but for various reasons. But for those of you that say we don't need a study, the California Reparations Task Force is a study. The word study means taking input, gathering research, getting all the information, and then making a recommendation for that to be voted on by the people in power. Same thing with the San Francisco. That was a recommendation. Should it be cash payment? Should it not? Should it be 5 million? Should it not? Whatever. But at the end of the day, it goes to the people that are voted in, the elected officials, to make the decision. This is why I talk so much about recruiting candidates that are in favor of your position. Because yelling and screaming and hollering and all of that, that's great. But I have been a part of those decision-making mechanisms, and those commissioners sit there and they say, okay, yes, yeah, sounds good. Next person, 5 minutes. Great. Next person, 5 minutes. And they've already made up their mind. So the reason why I offer the Push the Line class, Politics Until Something Happens, is because you're going to have to recruit candidates and get some of these politicians out on the state and local level, period. But yes, you still need to put your public comment on the record. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm all about that, putting it on the record. Even if you feel it don't do nothing or will or won't or whatever, always put it on the record, because that is proof, a historical stamp that says you were told XYZ. I wanted to just pause and address that while I was talking about MetroPlan. I also sat on the membership mission and review board for Orange County. The membership mission and review board is the board that monitors all of the county boards, all of the government boards. It's the checks. It was the checks and balances for all of the boards. So I had to be familiar with all of the boards for Orange County. I was appointed to that board by Commissioner Tiffany Moore Russell. Oh, Tez, you don't have to explain your resume. Well, just hold tight, because I'm not explaining. I'm educating. Nobody said that, but they said that yesterday. Usually people that don't have resumes say that, by the way. And they don't want you to make the distinction between your opinion and theirs. And I want to educate my people, or at least the people that follow me, for you to know where this information is coming from. And I'm not just sitting up on YouTube pulling it out my ass. Because you can sound smart and be smart, and you can make a lot of great opinions and great recommendations. But when you start getting down to asking, have you did that before? Do you know how it works? That's where you hear crickets a lot of times. I also was a board member on the League County, the Orange County League of Women Voters. The Orange County League of Women Voters at the time, I was the only Black woman at the time on the board. It's one of the most powerful boards, because Deidre McNabb at the time was the president, who was at the time the president for the Florida Orange County League of Women Voters. And the Orange County, the Florida League of Women Voters is one of the most powerful branches that they have in the entire League of Women Voters, directly responsible for a lot of the gerrymandering, flipping a lot of that policy. And so I sat on that board. We call it a working board because we actually had to work. And I learned a lot. And it is a white board, by the way. And I was the only Black. And I learned a lot about how white folks organize and how they get things done and how they're not sitting up, you know, on social media. It was all, I used to call them golden girls, because they were all older white women. And I learned a lot on how things get done. Every month we had a hot topics where we would bring in a elected official, and it was a well-respected board, and nobody could get elected without the stamp of the Orange County League of Women Voters. So I learned a lot on that board.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health.
With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
I was also the ambassador chair. I started the ambassador program for the African American Chamber of Commerce, Central Florida. So that means I was working with Black folks in regards to business and money. Dr. Spoonie was the president at the time. I told him, why do we not have an ambassador program for those to involve the community and to have ambassadors on chamber business? And I did that, and I did created several programs under my leadership. There's an ambassador program today because I started it in Central Florida. Last but not least, there are several other things I did, but I'll just mention this last one. I was on the Central Florida Partnership, is the white folks, that is the regional chamber of commerce for the entire region. It was ran by a man named Jacob Stewart. He is always, if you Google who's the most powerful people in Central Florida, he's always number one or number two. Most powerful. That year he did a young professional committee and he hand selected who would be on that committee, and I was one, and I learned a lot again about how white folks do business in Florida. So I'm saying all that to say, and last but not least, as far as NAACP is concerned, a very close friend of mine, the whole family, the Bracey family in Orlando, Florida. Reverend Bracey was the president of the NAACP for a very long time. I don't know if Reverend Bracey still is now, but I'm very close, was very close to that family. They still check in with me from time to time, but I don't know if he is still the president, but certainly the most influential NAACP president, period, in Florida, not this Lee County guy. But certainly the most influential in Florida, period, is Reverend Bracey. His daughter is LaVon Bracey, who is now a state representative. His son, Randy Bracey, is a former state senator. And I've been with them the entire time before they even thought about running for office. Why am I saying that? Because I definitely want to explain where my position is coming from. And to every on YouTube, come on, Tez, get to the meat and potatoes. You can tap out. This is the meat and potatoes, love. See, one of the problems that you guys have, and I'm saying this respectfully, you just want to hear an opinion without any premise. What about if I'm giving you meat and potatoes and the meat is spoiled and the potatoes ain't cooked all the way? You're just going to take my opinion based on just what you think? Or would you like to know that I actually know what I'm talking about? See, this attention deficit disorder that you guys struggle from, and I'm saying this respectfully, brother, Truth TV. See, your name is actually Truth TV. So do you want the truth or do you want just talking? Now, one, nobody tell me how to move. Now, let's first get that straight. You look like you a cutie based on this picture. But let me explain to you what. See, you can't run around and say your name is Truth TV and don't want to hear no truth. You need to know that I know what I'm talking about. This is the meat to the potatoes. The meat and the foundation to what I'm talking about is letting you know I actually know what I'm talking about. And all you did was prolong it because you telling me what to do. So we're going to pause for just a moment. We're going to pause for the calls. And now I'm going to explain why you need to be more than just saying Truth TV and be about the truth. Stop listening to people on the internet that have not worked in a government capacity, have never been appointed on a board, has never had to move any policy, has never had to galvanize anybody, has never signed the front of a check. That's why my position on the NAACP is going to be able to stand because of my background. That is the meat, baby. The potatoes is my position, but my experience is the meat. And I want to serve you and nurture you well and fill your belly well. And you can't fill it well with just random talking. That's the meat, my love. I do analogies for real. Now, as I was saying before I had to stop class, as I was saying, the NAACP, the Lee County NAACP has said, Black people, don't come to Florida. Lee County, I believe the population there is about 60,000. It's a small town. It's right outside of Orange County. I guess, according to Attorney Griggs, here on the live, he said they have officially partnered with the national NAACP on this. I don't know that to be certain, but that's what he said. Let me address Truth TV right quick. See, because again, for those who will listen to this podcast later, I do this live and people interject. And you said, I hear your credentials every time I listen to you, more interested in your title. Well, see, the thing about it is, Truth, you're not the only one that's here. You're not the only one that's here. I'm talking to everybody else, not just you, Truth. So if you have to hear my credentials every time, just don't worry about it. Just pause and come back. We can't skip over the other class members. And I'm also giving you credentials as it relates to Florida, because guess what I'm doing? I'm talking about a Florida issue. Guess what I'm doing? I'm talking about an NAACP Florida issue. So I'm giving you my credentials in Florida. Well, we had to address it, Willie. It's okay. It's okay, guys. Be patient. It's okay. This is why I'm recording it. You guys can just come back and listen to it. You can fast forward it and listen to the parts that you want. This is why we live in such a misguided misinformation, because y'all only want 2-minute sound bites and 60-second sound bites, and you run with it and you be wrong as the day is long. So you're not the only one in class, Truth. This broadcast goes on iHeartRadio, the largest audio platform in America. So we need to be able to everybody to get the information. It's not just you and I, my love. Now, Lee County is a small county, and they have said they are issuing a travel advisory. Now, let me be clear and say that I understand the frustration. I understand the frustration. And people on IG are saying, yeah, Truth, just so you know. Shout out to the IG family, always having my back. I understand the position. I was actually quite frustrated last night, but after sleeping on it, I'm coming in a more graceful way today. I understand the frustration that the NAACP has in Lee County with saying we have to do something. I get it. I get the idea of our hands are tied. We don't know what else to do. Let's do something. I get that. I really do. And the reason why they feel their hands are tied is because of a few of the numbers I'm getting ready to give to you. My concern, not my problem, but my concern with the position is, although certainly do it, tell people not to travel. That's fine. If you feel that's what you want to do, fine. My concern is, though, is how effective will it be when the data does not show that Black people have power, either from a tourism standpoint or actually living in Florida. So it's kind of like if I say, well, I don't want you, when I don't want you anyway, I don't, if I'm telling a man, I don't want you. And he, well, I was never choosing you. So what are you talking about? It's like if Truth, we're going to pick on Truth today, because he looked like he a cute, y'all. I don't know. But if I tell Truth, well, I don't want to be your woman no way. Well, I'm sorry, I never asked you. So what are you talking about? So when you put that out in the national realm, and now people in other areas are saying, yeah, that makes sense. And it's creating basically a media frenzy, when the reality is it's not going to fix the problem based on the facts. And I feel there could be a different strategy based upon the facts. And then you guys argue with it. No, we got to do something. Time to do something. You ain't got to tell me. I won't be coming to Florida. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. They right. Well, see, let me just give you a couple of facts. And again, certainly keep your money, spend your money where you want. Let's just be clear about that. But can I just give you a couple of facts? Number one, the first fact is, when he said that Florida is a racist state, can I give you some breaking news? Every state in this country is a racist country. Contrary to Vice President Kamala Harris, when she said America's not racist, I'm here to counter that. Even as a veteran who was willing to die for this country, this is a racist country. So if you leave Florida and go on over to Georgia, guess what you're going to run into? Racism. There are some more than others. There are some that are more progressive. There are some that are more left-leaning. There are some that are more right-leaning. But I just want to give you some news that there is a racist in every state. So to give the idea that once you go to Georgia, all will be well, which is heavily populated by Black people, by the way, on my page, go back and look at the states that have the highest Black population, and Georgia is one, and it's still racist as hell. So let's be clear. Rest in peace, Ahmaud Arbery. Let's be clear that racism is everywhere. So let's not sit up here and act like all of a sudden you're going to be able to retreat and go to some other place and you're going to avoid racism. So let's first get that out. Second thing I want you to know. The Black population in Florida is 16%. Now, I am going to get to what you can do and what I think would be a better proposal, but I just want to give you some facts. And I'm not saying this to say, oh, we don't have no power. We only 60% don't do anything. I just want you to know that the reason why, and this is my opinion, that this idea was thrown out there was because they've ran out of ideas. And so now it's like, well, let's just do this and create some noise, which is okay. But it is important that you know, is this realistic, or could the NAACP come up with a solution, a better solution that can get us, you know, actually a little bit closer to fixing the problem? Because when you say, don't travel to Florida, I just want to give you some facts, guys. The 25 most visited tourism spots in America. I just want to give you some facts. Number 7 is Orlando, is Disney World. And number 13 is Epcot. And guess what else? Number 14 is Disney Hollywood Studios. Just want to give you some facts. So out of the top 25, the top 25 most visited places in America, three of them have to do with Disney World. Somebody hashtag three. Somebody put three in the chat because I want to make sure you get that. I want to make sure you get that. I'm going to get to it about Will the Black Dollar. Oh, I'm about to get to it. Just bear with me. Just stay a little while long in the sermon and it all makes sense. Three of, and I just gave you the top tourism spots in America. Three have to do with Mickey Mouse. If you go back and look, I put the stat on my wall, or yesterday I did the live. I'll do it again. Let me do it while I let me put it up for those who are here. 1 second on my Instagram. Now, for those on Instagram, look at the graphic I just put up. Do you see the light purple? Do you see the light purple? Tell me yes or no. I want to make sure you see the graphic. Bear with me, YouTube. I want to pause for a second because I switched out a graphic and I want to make sure they can see it. Okay, great. Thank you, Chocolate Chip. So the light purple, this stat that I just put up, the light purple is the white folks that go to Disney World. Let's just look at stats. And the NAACP knows this. And if they don't know this, they should have known this. The dark purple is the black people that go to Disney World. Now, if you're looking at this graphic, who has the power when it comes to Disney World? Let's just take a look. Take a look. It's in a book, a reading rainbow. Let's just read and rainbow this on out. Almost 80% of people that visit Disney World are white people. Now, I know y'all think, well, I just won't go to my, spring break that one time a year. And you spend your little $2,500 and you thinking, you know, oh, we're going to show them. And nothing wrong with it. Again, nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with keeping the $2,500 and showing them. I just want you to know where the power is. The reason why, Mr. Truth, I had to go through with my credentials again is because I needed to say that I was on two chambers of commerce so you can know that I know what I'm talking about when I talk about the business of Florida. In Orlando, Florida, I don't care where you live. I don't care where you live in Florida. Orlando, Florida is the money maker for Florida, period. Orlando, Florida has the power because they have Mickey Mouse, period. Don't get it twisted. It's not your Miami spring break money. It's not even your Florida Classic money for one weekend. I'm not saying it doesn't make a difference, but I need you to know that Disney runs that shit. That's why you saw DeSantis and Disney and all of them, you know, getting a big thing. Disney runs that. And white folks run it. And it is one of the most expensive places to visit. Just so we're clear. So when you say black people don't come to Florida, guess what? Black people ain't already coming to Florida. Not in the area where the power is, because that's Disney World. So you putting out an idle threat that you know you can't back up. Tell me how are we getting somewhere with that? I don't have no problem with you not going to Florida. Cool. But black people, I need to ask the NAACP National, if you are involved in this as well, tell me what threat are you issuing when black people don't go to Disney World? Because that's where the power is. So what are you talking about? So why not come up with a solution where we can actually get something done. They are absolutely laughing at that suggestion. You are right, Tam James. We go visit family. Yeah, that's right. In their house and not spending no money. So this is an empty, idle threat. And also, let me say this as a veteran. I don't believe in conceding the power. And I damn sure don't believe in retreating. So why are you not telling the Black people that do live there to get up and stand up? Your best answer is Black people don't come to Florida. They already ain't coming to Florida. So what are you talking about? Why not tell the Black people who are there to stand up and get up? And again, keep your money. Don't come to Florida. I'm just telling you, it's not even included in the facts. You're not even a factor when it comes to money. When it comes to Orlando, Florida. That's why, Mr. Truth, I had to run down my credentials because y'all be talking just to talk. I know how the power works in Orlando, Florida. If I don't know nothing else, I know Orlando, Florida. So why don't you spend your time in NAACP, Lee County, telling the Black people to stand up? And for those of you that say, well, the Black people, they should just move. Let me tell you something. Move where? The median income for Black people in Florida is $48,000. And Florida is one of the most expensive places to live. Even though Black people are only 16% of the population, 40% are homeless in Florida. So move where? NAACP. They can't even move across town. They're moving in shelters. They're moving with friends. So what are you talking about? And I'm going to say this to you who's listening, who sit up here and tell Florida, well, y'all just need to move. They don't have the money. Not everybody has the money to get up and pack up and move. So be careful with your judgment. And I don't appreciate NAACP saying damn the people that's there. I know they're not saying that, but I would much rather you say Black people in Florida, it's time to stand up. And hey, cousins in Georgia, we need your help. Hey, cousins in Texas, we need your help. Hey, cousins in New York, we need your help. It's not enough of us down here, so we need your help. Not suggesting that you move, but perhaps find a candidate that can run against DeSantis, since your damn show couldn't find one last time and you had to go dig up Charlie Crist, who got his ass handed to him. And I've run several campaigns, messaging campaigns against Charlie Crist when he was a Republican, by the way. He's known for being called Chain Gang Charlie. He's been an independent, a Republican, a Democrat, all over the damn place. Florida is desperate for candidates after what happened with Andrew Gillum. So to some travel advisory where Black people ain't even traveling, it don't even make no sense. And yes, Black people do go to Florida. So I'm not saying no Black people go to Florida. I'm showing you the graphic literally on my IG right now on where the power is, and it is Disney World. So the only thing Florida gives a damn about, DeSantis gives a damn about, is Disney World. Oh, Tesla, how do you know that? Well, how I know is, do y'all remember when he went back and forth with Disney World not too long ago about the Stop Gay Bill and Disney had to put their foot down? Remember, Disney has the power. No, nothing else. Not spring break, not Miami, not the beach, nothing else. Disney has the power in the great state of Florida. And 80% of people that go to Disney World are white people. So saying tourism advisory, it doesn't, if you're counting people that go to your cousins in Miami, that's not included. That's going to make Governor DeSantis move. Let me say it again. Governor DeSantis only gives a damn about Disney World, and 80% of people to go to Disney World are white people. So you're issuing an idle threat. Is it making sense to you? Put a five in the chat if it's making sense to you. That's why I can't cover this on Breakfast Club, because I needed to be able to get all the information out. Just like Truth didn't want to hear my accolades, he wanted me to get to the meat and potatoes. I needed y'all to get all of the information so you can have it. Governor DeSantis, if you take nothing else from this, Governor DeSantis only gives a damn about tourists that go to Disney World, because out of the top 25 most visited places in America, three of them are in connection with Disney World. And 80% of white people go to Disney World. I'm showing you the stat. So saying black people don't come, he don't give a damn. It's a drop in the bucket. They're laughing at it. I know for a fact they're laughing at this. The NAACP, I guess you just want to make it, you know, show you're doing something, and I respect that. It doesn't hurt. I'm just telling you, it doesn't. It's not going to work. That's the problem. And black people, if you want to go somewhere else and not come to racist Florida, guess where else you're going? Wherever else you're going is racism there too. I just want to give you that little FYI. Oh, we're going to go to California. Guess what? It's racism there too. So I don't want you to have a false illusion that you not going to Miami once a year to spend $5,000 at best, it is hurting Governor DeSantis. They actually rather you not be there. If anything, I say go there and turn up. Go there and get involved. Go there and encourage somebody. Go there and spend money with black business. Go there and help the cousins that are down there, the 16% of black people, the numbers I just told you, and take care of them. If anything, NAACP, why are you not saying, hey, we need to help all the black people we can in Florida, because the black people in Florida only have 48,000 in medium income. So how about we do a GoFundMe and let's take care of the homelessness? How about we do a GoFundMe and let's support black businesses? How about we do a GoFundMe and start a history program, since they're going to take all the history out the schools? Those are my suggestions. But that would require actually doing something besides just a press release. Respectfully, NAACP. That would require you actually galvanizing people around something and actually seeing it through. Because just putting something on paper, saying, don't come, y'all. And then people that don't live in Florida and don't have a clue where the power is in Florida, and then got y'all thinking, oh man, the NAACP, man, they did that. Yes, honey, yes. Period. Period. Knowing damn well it's not a drop in the bucket.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So again, don't go to Florida, that's fine. But NAACP, I would like for you to figure out a strategy to take care of the 16% of Black people that live there that can't move. And why don't you figure out a way to help them? How about that? Reggie, if you're just joining, you're going to have to listen to the beginning of the podcast where I explain the power is in Orlando, the power is at Disney when it comes to tourism. So they don't give a damn about your little spring break money you spending, you know, on Ocean Drive, $1,000 at best. 80% white people got the power in Orlando, Florida, because 80% go to Disney World. So that's what it is. Now, if white people said, we're going to stop going to Florida, that would be a problem because they're the ones that fund Disney. And I'm showing you the stat right here on my Instagram. Now, I don't want to repeat everything because everybody else came to class on time, Reggie. You can go back and listen. It's one of my day ones, y'all. You can go back and listen to the beginning of the podcast. Everybody, Truth already didn't want me to. He already said I need to hurry up and get to the meat and potatoes, so I don't want to have to start all the way over. But it's Disney World. If you don't take anything else from this podcast, take away three things as y'all have y'all conversations in the comment caucus. Top 25 places traveled in the country. Three of them have to do with Disney World. Epcot, Universal, Disney World. 80% of white people go to Disney World. It's one of the most expensive vacations That's why 80%, the graph that I'm showing you, the dark purple is the black people that go to Disney World. Don't get confused when you say, what about spring break? Shoot, I ain't gonna go to spring break and have 15 people in one room. They're not worried about you not going to spring break and splitting it up and splitting checks. And, you know, I know what it is. I know how it go down. It'd be about 20 of you in one room. And then when you go pay your meal, it'd be about 15 different ways to split up. So let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. White folks run Disney World. They're the ones that got the power to do a tourism advisory when it comes to Florida. Yep, it's hella expensive. Somebody said it took my kids last year. Yep, it's hella expensive to go, to travel, and it's hella expensive to live. So stop acting like you and your 20 friends that split the check 21 ways have power when it comes to Florida, because you don't. And I'm not saying give up, but I'm telling you this retreat bullshit, I would rather it be a stand-up campaign on how can we help our brothers and sisters that are still in Florida. That's what I want to know, NAACP. Why would they put out that advisory? You're going to have to go back and listen to the beginning. But I you know, it comes from being frustrated. When your hands are tied and you're like, damn, what can we do? You know, let's put out something. Let's say something. I understand, but I just told y'all two or three solutions they could do, like take care of the black people that's still there because they can't afford to move because the median income is $48,000 for black people in Florida. So I don't know. Why would they put that out? Why don't they ask black people from all over the country to invest in a history program since the schools ain't going to give it to them? Why don't they figure out a way to get black businesses on their feet? So sometimes we like to take the easy thing and then you throw it out. See, national conversations are very different than local and state because national people just say, that's right. We need to boycott our money. That's right. Y'all didn't do it with Nike. You didn't do it with Adidas. It's been many a times y'all done said, let's boycott. It ain't happened yet. Black Friday, we're going to all not spend. Somebody going to always spend. So as it stands right now, that hasn't been an effective campaign for us. What has been effective, though, is getting black people in office, because even though we are not the majority of the population in America, we sure know how to get black people elected. My thing is, how do we get the right black people elected? That's why I always say population has nothing to do with who's in power. It's who you get to the polls. Totally different. Totally different. When people say, well, black people only serve for 13% of the population, it doesn't matter. It's who you get to the polls. Now, if Georgia did a travel advisory, that would be different because Georgia is in one of the top 10 states with black population. And let me look at the, let me see, I'm looking at this in real time. Let me see if Georgia is on any, they may not be on the travel, bear with me. Let me go through 25 most visited spots in America. Let me just for information purposes, number one is New York Times Square. And this is not race. This is just most visited places in general. New York, number two, Central Park, three, the Vegas Strip, four, Union Station, five, San Francisco, Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, six, Grand Central Terminal in New York City, seven, Magic Kingdom, which is what? Walt Disney World. 8, Lincoln Park in Chicago. 9, Disneyland Resort in California. 10, Boston, the Hall Marketplace in Boston. 11, Balboa Park. 12, Disney's Animal Kingdom. There's that Disney again in Orlando, Florida. Put a 5 in the chat if you can hear me. I'm getting some text messages coming in and I want to make sure the volume did not go out. 13, Epcot in Disney World, again, Florida. 13, Great Smoky Mountains and National Park. 14, Disney's Hollywood Studios in Orlando, Florida. Thank you so much for putting a 5. 15, Pier 39 in San Francisco. 16, Venice Beach in California. 17, Seattle, Washington, Pike Place Market. 18, Golden Gate Bridge, San Francisco. 19, South Street Seaport, New York. 20, Michigan, the bridge in Michigan. 21, Navy Pier in Chicago. 22, Grand Canyon in Arizona. 23, Bryce Canyon National Park, Utah. 24, Mall of America in Minnesota. 25, the Statue of Liberty. Now, I just named off the top 25 most visited places as far as tourism is concerned. And I think you heard me say at least 3 had to do with Disney World, correct? Correct. The stat that I'm showing you right now on Instagram shows you who goes to Disney World by race. The light purple is the white folks, 80%. So a travel advisory. Is only a drop in the bucket. And I'm okay with removing that drop. Just for clarity, remove the drop. Fine. But NAACP, I need you to do a little bit more. I need you to do a little bit more. I need you to figure out how to take care of the homelessness. Over 60% of homelessness with a 16% population. 60% of Black people. I need you to figure out how we can support Black people whose average income is $48,000. That's what I need the NAACP to do. So if you're going to do that, NAACP, when you know damn well Ron DeSantis don't give a damn about Black people not going to Miami for spring break, because they damn sure ain't going to Disney World in droves. Since you know Ron DeSantis don't give a damn about Black people going to the beach and staying in a hotel and maybe eating at a restaurant or two, how about you propose some other solutions to help the Black people that are there so that we can get them up on their feet and they can run for office and they can make the change? This has been Tesla Figaro. You were listening to the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast with Tesla Figaro. I will leave this up on Instagram. It is also available on my YouTube. Please share it with somebody. Go back and listen to the beginning so you can understand the premise of my argument, understand why I'm taking the position that I am. Listen all the way through. Don't be like our friend Truth with his cute self in the chat that was talking about get to the meat and potatoes. I want you to get all of the meat and all the potatoes and the macaroni and cheese too, and a little bit of salad and some dessert. Stop just trying to get bits and pieces. This is how you go around being long and wrong and loud with bits and pieces of information. Take the time to learn. Like last week when I said on the Breakfast Club, please go back and look this up. Somebody was actually proud enough to put in the comments, boo, we ain't got time to be looking it up. That's your job. So see, that's what I'm dealing with. That's what I'm dealing with. So I need you to go back and listen to it all if you really want to know, and then share it with somebody in my beloved state, Florida, who I love, who has held me down and who I will always hold down. Shout out to the 407. Held me down. I've lived in 5 different cities and nobody has held me down, including my hometowns, including where my bloodline comes from. Nobody has held me down the way Orlando, Florida has. So I love Orlando. I got love for Orlando. I got your back, Orlando. You better believe I was going to say something on this. And I always will. And when I came to Orlando, before I get out of here, I'll never forget. Because when you go to a new town, they always think you got different, you know, what's she coming here for? What is she trying to get? And what is her agenda? And I've always said that no matter what, I got love for Orlando, and I still do. And I haven't lived there about 5 or 6 years, and we're still in contact. And I still talk to my commissioners that I helped elect on a weekly basis, if not bi-weekly basis. I'm very much still involved in Orlando because it's always been real with me, and I didn't need to be elected or live there to still have love for Orlando, Florida. I haven't changed my cell number on purpose. So I will always, and if I could, I would move back. And my daughter will be going to FAMU. I'll be moving to Atlanta because we got work to do there. But better believe I will always be in Orlando, Florida's business. Better believe it. Even though Ladies, it's slim pickings for the men out there now, but that's a whole nother conversation. If you're single, definitely Orlando, Florida ain't it. No disrespect. But I'm just telling you, definitely don't move there for love. Move there for politics, but damn sure not for love. But we can deal with that on another on another podcast. Again, guys, you've been listening to Straight Shot No Chaser, Tesla Figaro. This will be uploaded to my podcast every Thursday. So next week, it'll be uploaded unless I do another podcast. But I'm going to save this because I have to have content every Thursday. So I'm going to upload this. Before I get out of here, if you are interested in my Push the Line tour, Politics Until Something Happens, that is the training that I did in Atlanta, Georgia. We had 300 people come from all over the country in September of last year. And it was a wonderful training. I was able to feed everybody and twice that day. I just got a call. So hopefully the volume didn't go out on Instagram, but I'm going to keep talking just to close the recording out. I was able to feed everybody twice and it was a free training. Unfortunately, it's just too expensive to do that in every single city that has asked me to come. So I did need to, you know, charge for the training just like you would any other community course, college community course. I say college because I actually teach. I actually have a curriculum. I actually have a master's in adult education to teach at the community college level. So that's why I say college community course. You get 5 courses, 1 in person, 8 hours and 4 online, all with me. Only 30 people can attend because I don't want to try to fill up a room of 100 people, 200 people, because the more I do that, the larger space I have to get and the more expensive it would be. And I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to make it too expensive, even though this class is valued anywhere from $7,500 to $10,000. This program is easily, that's what the white folks charge. This is $150. It includes, you know, again, 5 courses. If you want to run for office, if you want to be an operative, meaning work on a campaign, or if you want to be an organizer, you're going to get something out of this course. It is nonpartisan. I'm not picking a side or one or the other. I'm also not picking an issue. It's not a class where I'm going to teach you how to advocate for reparations or healthcare or prison reform. It is a class to give you the basics, the basic tools you need in your toolbox. And then you take that and then you go organize for whatever it is that you are looking for. Thank you, Reggie. I appreciate you saying. Reggie Sims says he'll sponsor someone. So somebody in the chat, if you cannot afford to go, Reggie is right here in the chat. He says he will sponsor someone. He wanted to donate to me and I told him I don't take donations because I don't need to take donations for this. If people want to come to the class, they'll pay for the class. If they don't want to come to the class, I'll just cancel it. It's not a big deal. We'll cancel it and we'll put another city on the books. I don't want to take donations because I'm not a nonprofit. And this is not a donation type thing. This is a, do you want the knowledge? You do, you do, you don't, you don't. And that's totally fine. I have no problem canceling it. I've already proved that I can get 300 people in the room multiple times throughout my career. So I have nothing to prove. If people do not come to the class, then I will cancel the class. Right now, Houston is leading. I have Houston, Chicago, and New York. More people have signed up for Houston, second, Chicago, and I think 2 people in New York. So again, go to the link in my bio or go to my website, teslanfigaro.com, and look and see when I'm coming to your city. And I know a lot of people don't want to get it, don't want to pay for it this far in advance because maybe your, you know, schedule might change, but you can go ahead and reserve your seat. 30 days before is the cutoff to get your money back. So go ahead and reserve the seat. And if 30 days before, if you say, oh, I got to cancel because something else came up, you'll get your money back. You get everything back. But I think the fee, and the fee is like $6 or something that Eventbrite charges. So get the seat, because if you don't get the seat, if you do not get the seat, then I'm canceling the class. Yes, it will be online for these people, not online for everybody else. It's just for these, for this group, because they paid for the class. So for example, when I do the Houston class, they'll get 8 hours. And then wherever I stop in that program, meaning I may be able to get through 2 of the curriculum. I may be able to get through 1. Maybe we want to spend time on 1. Maybe I'll get 3. I'm going to pick up where I left off in the 4 remaining sessions. Does that make sense? So it's going to be one-on-one with that class. So you're going to the Houston class, you're going to sit together for 8 hours, and then you're going to come online with me privately, not everybody, just them. I'm going to take that class, those participants through that, the 5 sessions. Does that make sense? Because we want to make sure that, you know, they're all getting what they're supposed to be. And, you know, in a class, just like if you took a college semester. So that's what that is. It's not online to everybody. I tried that once and it did do well. We had a couple of hundred people, but I'm not interested in trolls coming in and foolishness. And you get a lot of that with Twitter. And I said, I'm not, this class is too serious and it's too important to play games. I even had people come in person who were sent by people to think they was coming to have some gotcha moment. So, you know, that happens, but they had to come face to face and look me in my eye though. So that hits differently than playing games online. I'm not interested in this toxic, you know, Twitter space thing. So this is like a college course, a semester. You're getting a semester with me one-on-one. Nobody else is doing this training but me. I wrote the curriculum, meaning I curated it. It's mine. I developed it from beginning to end, and I'm going to train you on it based on all that experience that Truth didn't want y'all to know that I had. Shout out to you, Truth. Thank you for being a good sport. So anyway, the link is in the bio if you're interested in that. Mr. Patterson, I know you are in Houston, and I know you signed up. Please let people in Houston know. Sign up, because I don't want to cancel this class. I really, really don't. And if I have to cancel, if I see that people are not responding, even though over 50 people say, come to my city, the next time I do a class, it's going to be a requirement that 15 people sign up right out the gate, because I don't want to waste my time and plan my schedule and, you know, do all of that. I got a very busy summer, a tour that we're putting together, that my agent is putting together for Straight Shot No Chaser. Like, I got real stuff that I'm trying to do, and I'm forcing this in because you guys said you wanted it. And I don't want to be like other organizations and just say I'm going to do something and not do it. So either you want it or you don't, you know, so I need y'all to figure it out. Do you want it or not? Last thing but not least, I got to mention the Black Effect Podcast Network Festival will be April 22nd. I will be there on a panel. And after that, we're, you know, I'll have an opportunity to meet with you and chop it up with you and all of that. I don't know the setup, but I know they said there'll be time to interact with us. So if you're in Atlanta, definitely come. Yeah, New York. I only had two people sign up for New York. So I guess New York, I guess all is well in New York. I guess you guys are happy with the political landscape, because only two of y'all showed up. You know, y'all love talking about how New York, you know, but only two of you showed up, baby. Houston, the South is holding it down, just for clarity. You've been listening to Straight Shot No Chaser, y'all. This really is. I'm really going to close it out now. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. It will be up if you want to listen to it again. And it will be up on my YouTube as well as my podcast. I appreciate you. Check in with me next week again on The Breakfast Club as I deliver the front page news. I hope you like it. I hope you've been enjoying it. And if you do, go in the YouTube comments and let them know. Peace.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figueroa, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.